Yes, he had a box. It was a very social event. I don't think he enjoyed it. I don't know. Yes, I think he did, probably. I didn't, you see, know my father, really. You don't. We
Not
were
when
in
you were
nursery,
10,
and
no.
they had a house party. They went to Woodcote Park, and at that time, because it cut off a mile or two, and they used to go up the drive to the house. You could drive right up to the paddock, and I suppose the horses were stabled at Woodcote. I can't remember. Yes,
Naturally.
I was going to ask them if I could go one day, and then I didn't bother. I think I will one day, because I did go once, because my mother then went and paid a call afterwards as a thank you, civil. The horses were allowed to do their dirty business that it wasn't approved of, and it was extraordinary how horses never did do dirty business at the wrong minute. But when the cars came, I think there were some people called Raleigh who lived there, they wouldn't have it. But if people did come in a car, a footman came out and spread, how old cars leaked oil from the engines. A footman used to come out and spread newspaper under them so that no oil contaminated the gravel. No, presumably it was as soon as the horse moved on, it was shoveled up, I don't know. But you could drive up, because my father, was an old man then. But they were decanted in the paddock, and then they went to their box. And then I suppose the carriage met them again in the paddock when the races were over.